never gets old, girls. It never gets old. Who's gonna run this town? Oh, we are. It's Wine Wednesday. Whoop whoop.
Oh 4 my gosh. PM. So excited.
That means it's closing time for whatever you're doing, so you can listen to Anna and Kitty on the Vero Insider.
That's loving right. It. You know what? Keep your car in the parking lot. Stay at your desk, but you can stop working now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, really, we have better things to
do. Reach in that drawer and pull out a bottle and have a glass with us.
Salut! We're drinking a Pinot Grigio today. That's just yummy yum.
Yeah, Cadenini from Italy. Very. We do it by the glass at the Blue Star and the new Blue Star. And
Blue Star Bourbon Bar.
It's entry level, but I love this wine. I drink a ton of it by my pool when all kinds of people stop by.
Well, as you should, because it's just that sort of perfect sunny day kind of wine. Perfect chill on it right now. In fact,
and now that we got some sunny days, it's really nice.
It has been nice. Yeah. I'm looking forward to more of them. In fact, with this cold front that's coming up on Friday, I'm not going to let it deter me from just celebrating the fact that other people are inundated with snow right now.
Right.
Some polar vortex came through. Yes. It sounds crazy, y'all. I'm suffering at 72 degrees. I'm like, who is that sweater?
It's boot weather. That makes it fun.
It does make it fun. It does. And so those other voices that we hear, we have Debbie Bedell. Did I say that correct?
Bedell.
Bedell. Like, oh, okay. Bedell.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bedell.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. She's our president of the Hibiscus Children's Center Guild. And sitting beside her is the stunning Sue Sharp, our co-chair of the Dazzling Masquerade Ball. And these ladies have an event just a few weeks away that we can't wait to help promote and bring some exposure to, because it's something that is really special. This is our what annual?
Oh, gosh, this has to be at least the 16th or 17th annual.
Oh, so as long as I've been alive. No, I'm just kidding.
You and me both.
Now, this is really something that that is very prestigious, right? I mean, it's not
just
a regular entry-level event.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we are so pleased with it because we like to say we are the lead-off to the social season in Vero Beach.
Ooh.
It's a black tie event, which makes it very, very special. And even more so this year, it's a masquerade ball. And masks are definitely required.
Ooh, required.
Fabulous.
Not even encouraged.
No, required.
I love a good masquerade ball.
Me too. You went to one not too long ago.
Yeah,
I saw
Charlie
pictures.
Sullivan Jr.'s birthday party.
Yeah,
that was
it's okay
fun.
You didn't invite your friend Anna. It's fine, Kitty. It's fine. And don't worry, I'm at home parenting. It's fine.
The best part is you're never going to let me live that down.
Of course.
Well, that's fair.
That's what I'm here for. So let's talk about yours, because it's December 6th, which is a Saturday.
That's
sort
correct.
Sort of launch off December with a bang.
I love the black tie.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be fantastic. It's going to be held at the Moorings Club starting at 6:30.
Oh,
this
okay.
is cocktails, fine dinner. We're having lobster tail and filet mignon.
As you should.
We have a fabulous band, so wear your dancing shoes. And it's just a lot of fun.
Now, the Hibiscus Children's Center, that's located here in Vero, and then there's another offshoot of it in St. Lucie County, but the one here focuses on the older teens,
yes,
right?
13 to 18.
13 to 18, and these children are in need of a home, in need of some guidance, and so you provide all of that there on the facility off of 12th Street, correct?
Yes, we're a shelter. There are children that have been removed from their homes.
Okay.
And then we have, when Children Family Services
comes and gets them.
And they can, we can offer them shelter.
Now,
we also have a transition home. We're starting, and we're going to have two young men that, after they turn 18, will stay at a village.
Oh, wow.
Until they're 21.
That's exciting.
That's one more thing to offer them.
That's a scary, fragile age.
It's very scary.
And all of a sudden, you have nowhere to go. That's terrifying.
You think about your own 18-year-olds, and you look at these 18-year-olds who have been through a life we can't even begin to imagine, and the state says at 18 you're off on
your
own.
Right.
So Hibiscus is very proud.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
We're very proud of this new endeavor, this new program for the transition home.
That's
going to be important.
And they say too, you know, that that boys age differently mentally than girls. So although,
oh, definitely,
you know, what 18 isn't necessarily what they're ready for at 18, you know, the big
Absolutely.
Wide world and all those responsibilities that go with it, darn it.
Yeah.
Well, and even the girls, I mean, you know, still, that's very daunting.
Truly is,
because
though I really feel like there is this distinct difference.
It's almost like the second that you turn 18 and you go out of these programs of foster care system, that's probably a minimum age where you can get a decent job or a job, and even a job. I mean, because
yeah.
I'm not allowed to hire 16-year-olds at my restaurant. I can, but they're so limited on work hours that, I mean, how would you even have a skill so that you could even get your own apartment or do something
exactly.
like that?
Exactly. But you know what, Kitty? I'm glad you brought that up because it leads into another program we have, and that is the
Career Pathways to Independence.
And it actually was started with a grant from Impact 100. And these are employees who help the children prepare for a job interview. Mm-hmm. And they tell them how to behave. They tell them what would be appropriate in dress to go for an interview. And so they're teaching them the skills of how do you get a job. And that's very important. And that's been a very successful program for us.
In addition, that program also teams up with local businesses,
yes.
right?
And we do, they do apprenticeships.
Yeah.
They can last 3 months.
I'll take an apprentice.
Yeah. And then you have the option to keep them longer if you want.
But I started in the restaurant industry when I was 16 as a bus girl.
Me too.
And then I graduated to dishwasher.
Wow. I graduated to hostess. But now I'm not the one that owns Blue Star Bourbon Bar. Now am I? No.
You have a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous job.
I do indeed.
And you're a wonderful radio hostess.
Well,
and a great
thank
TV
you.
Personality. Okay, I'm done.
Thanks, Kitty.
You get another glass of wine, Kitty.
I know. She does. Well, she brings it. It's really up to her. No. So let's see. In the Vero Beach Magazine, which of course we have wonderful sponsors on the Vero Insider. We love our mm-hmm. sponsors. The show isn't possible without them. And the fact that they are local and support local nonprofits, such as Hibiscus Children's Center and others. The Vero Beach Magazine gave you guys a wonderful little shout out for Have a Ball on page 86 in the November issue. And so it says that they can get tickets and more information at hibiscuschildrencenter.org.
Yes. And I also have a phone number for you, Anna.
Oh, please. Mm-hmm.
It is 299-6011, extension 313. And I'll repeat that later in the program so people can go get their pencil and paper.
Yes, that certainly makes sense. And this is where they can get their cocktails, find out more information. And it's $250 per person.
Correct. $250 per person.
Okay. That's good to know. Now, in addition, the Vero Beach Magazine just did their grand unveiling of the Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops this past Sunday. And despite the rain, they had a wonderful turnout, a wonderful success. In fact, tomorrow is going to be the unveiling of the new J. McLaughlin store mm-hmm. there
yes.
in the Vero Beach Village Shops. So that's Thursday. It kicks off around 5:30, give or take. So if you're down in that neck of the woods, it's worth going over because the difference that J. McLaughlin's store has in the front now, it just completely changes the whole feel of the Village Shops. It's really stunning. Have you driven by, ladies?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I had lunch in their bistro today.
At Citron.
Delicious.
What'd you have?
I had grilled mahi on top of a salad.
Oh, lovely. Way to keep it healthy.
Yes, it's
way
delicious.
To make good choices so you can save up for all the butter with your lobster tail at the Masquerade Ball.
You've
on
got
December
it. It's
6th.
All about. That's
targeted.
Exactly what
we
it's
gotta
about.
We got to prioritize.
Choices, choices.
You know, one of the other things we're doing at our fabulous, dazzling Masquerade Ball is that we have, of course, a silent auction, and we have a fabulous live auction. And our number one item for the live auction
ooh, do tell,
is
Sue.
A 6-carat diamond cocktail ring. It is
whoa, dang.
Gorgeous.
Goodness.
Now, it's set in 18
carat. Can you lift your hand? Can you lift it?
18 carat white gold. Now, it's not just one diamond. That would be a little, I think, ostentatious, don't you think?
Possibly.
Possibly. So it's several bands, and it contains a total of 6
oh,
diamonds.
Wow.
It is bling on bling.
Who made that beautiful object art?
My co-chair, whom I should have mentioned earlier, is Julie Otto, and Julie has a friend who's in the jewelry
wonderful.
Business, so that
obviously
was very nice.
Obviously a very good friend. Thank you, good friend Julie.
Yes, exactly.
For amazing
absolutely.
Gifts. Well, obviously, we're probably going to have some amazing corporate sponsors in addition for this fantastic
of
event.
Of course. We
local
couldn't.
Companies that make this all possible.
Honestly, we couldn't do it without our corporate sponsors. And I think I'm talking on behalf of every nonprofit in Vero Beach.
1,000%.
It's so important. And we have quite a number of them, but I'd like to just mention, if you don't mind, some of our larger sponsors. We have Vero US 1 Nissan Route 60 Hyundai.
They are so generous.
The George Warren Corporation.
Wonderful.
Yep. Benicon, Toyota of Vero Beach, Ocean Drive Plastic Surgery, Oceanside Title and Escrow, Wilmington Trust. And honestly, I and it goes on. It's really been
fabulous. I love Dr. Durkin.
Yeah.
He does wonderful things to my face.
Aww. Look at her. She looks
It's too bad this isn't TV. Then we know.
30 and holding.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm loving that.
No worries, ladies. No worries.
You know, speaking of recipes, in the Vero Beach magazine, they produce all sorts of recipes. You know how we were talking about you having citron for lunch?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So I was thinking that flipping through here, they were highlighting a couple of like Southern flair recipes for Thanksgiving. You know, since this is the month of Thanksgiving. And I tell you what, because Kitty puts on a wonderful Thanksgiving at her house. But they have this sweet potato.
Well, you know, I do like to cook once in a while.
Says our chef. They have this sweet potato, like baked souffle.
Oh, my.
With gigantic roasted marshmallows on top. It's simply sensational. And you get all these recipes for free within the publication.
It's fantastic.
It's really outstanding. Have you ever been to Marsh Landing?
I have.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
No? They have, from the Sebastian Chamber, they host a luncheon out there like once a quarter. But talk about some Southern traditional Florida cracker fare.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. They have, in this particular edition, they were featuring their bourbon. Just thought I'd give a little shout out for our new bourbon bar.
We love bourbon.
Bourbon caramel pecan pie that they make from scratch.
Yummy.
And in addition, they have a Southern corn pudding. But Kitty, look at that. That's like real whole kernels in there.
Yeah, that looks
amazing.
See what
I'm saying? What do you think, Donna?
That's delicious.
That's pretty sensational, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so all of this is out there, and I'm sure they're willing to share some recipes. A little sheet crab soup. Have you ever had the sheet crab soup and you put the shot of sherry?
Oh, yes. It is
fabulous. The only way to do it.
I've had it in Charleston.
Oh, me too.
So good.
I had it in Savannah. Sister cities, you know.
Yes.
But I've had the bourbon pecan pie at Marsh Landing.
Did you, Debbie?
It is really good.
Sinfully delicious.
It has to be. It's got bourbon in it.
Right. Hello.
I love their frog legs. You know what's funny is when I moved to Vero Beach, people were like, you eat frog legs? Because they think that's so cracker. And I'm like, yeah, the first time I had frog legs, I had them in Paris. Like, seriously.
Not so cracker
and
now,
rabbit,
is it?
And rabbit, too. Yummy delicious.
What would you dip your frog leg in, Kitty?
Well, in Europe, they like to do it in a Pernod cream sauce or butter sauce. But at Marsh Landing, I believe that they fry them and you can get them with garlic butter, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think both ways are really, really good.
So it's prepared like wings.
Yes, exactly. And you know what?
Strangely, legs and wings.
It's very, very similar in flavor.
Is it now?
Tastes like chicken.
Delicious. Well, listen, there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. So don't go anywhere.
This is Jeff Brown. I'm so happy I recently had my new graft hair replacement procedure with noted plastic surgeon Dr. John Sarbeck in Vero Beach. I thought about it for a long time, but I never imagined I'd be so happy or get so many compliments afterwards. Go ahead, take the big step like I did, and get your hair back with Dr. Sarbeck. It was quick and easy. Call Dr. John Sarbeck at 772-563-0930 for a consultation, and check out drsarbeck.com. That's S-A-R-B-A-K.
With hurricane season, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get boxy nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops, with a different event daily.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Oh, happy Wine Wednesday. Happy, happy. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. We're in the studio. Having some fun chatting about parties and drinking wine like we always do.
That's really a good time.
Is there something wrong with that?
Never.
Yeah, hey, you want to go get your nails done?
Foxy Nails.
Foxy Nails.
Thanks, Kitty. Kitty Wagner, Blue Star Bourbon Bar. I tell you, I did something adventurous.
Yeah, what'd you do?
And
it looks nice.
Thank you. I went with a caramel tone marble effect on the tips. What do you think, girl?
It looks gorgeous.
Doesn't it, though?
It is beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
They are
She's always
simply
sparkly.
The best. And I tell you, I was in and out Saturday. It was jam-packed. They've added more chairs. They brought in more staff for the weekend, hence season.
Yeah.
And being open 7 days a week, they got everybody in and out. Even the people that were frazzled, they were in such a hurry. She's like, no problem. Have a seat.
I don't know where it is.
It's in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to Hallmark.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Can't miss it. And honestly, the best. And I have my girlfriend going in this Friday for a bridal party.
Yeah.
So they're going to pamper all 10 girls, manicure, pedicure, the whole nine.
They have the cutest little princess chairs for, like, if you're having a birthday party for, you know,
how adorable
a granddaughter or your daughter or whatever. It's adorable. They have this cute little fluffy little princess
Fairy
chairs and stuff.
And, yeah.
But I love it because I'm always busy during the week, but then my restaurants are usually closed on Sunday. And so I can go, every other nail place in town is closed on Sunday. But I can go and get a freshie on Sunday.
Foxy,
and have a glass of wine while I'm doing it.
It's like a great setup.
It is
a wonderful
the
way
greatest
to pass the
thing
time.
In the world.
And at our commercial break, Debbie had a realization that I have the joy and the pleasure to work at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery in Pac Mail Beachside, celebrating 25 years of shipping and moving success in this local community. And she says, I love Phil and Debbie. Isn't that the case?
Absolutely.
Now, you know them through Masters Academy.
Yes.
And in addition, Sue recalls that last year we did some big promotions and helped out.
Yes,
we donated
absolutely.
A lot of time.
Actually, they have helped us with our Girls Night Out, done storage.
That's right.
Yes.
They have done a tremendous amount for Hibiscus.
Aren't they amazing movers?
Yes.
We have great men on our team.
And I have used them personally for a move.
As have I.
It's been a wonderful experience. So that's all good.
Well, that makes me happy. We will be getting video testimonials before you ladies leave today. Just saying. That's me doing my job. But we did just celebrate our 25-year anniversary party this past Thursday there at Pac Mail. Wonderful turnout. Wasn't that fun, Donna?
Awesome. I won wine.
And we had Santa. He was only naughty sometimes. Mostly nice. But he did have a little feather stick with him. Think about it,
I look a little
girls.
Bit like Cousin It in the Santa photo, but
it was too fun. Everyone got to strike a pose. We had a nice little stage setup area that was really fantastic. I'm not sure what some of the prizes are for your Masquerade Ball, which, of course, Sue and Debbie are here promoting the upcoming Masquerade Ball on December 6th, which is a Saturday, $250 per person over at the Moorings Club.
Yes, correct.
But should there be any golfing involved outside of the Moorings, and they're looking for a wonderful premier public course, Sandridge is a sponsor of the show, an amazing venue.
I'm not a golfer, but I know people who have played there and think
they love
it's absolutely fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
And they have the Tea Time Cafe out there, so you can have lunch and everything. You can make a whole day out of it if you wanted.
And you can book your golf game on your phone.
There's an app for that, girl. That's my kitty. She's very techie. I'm just kidding.
I'm
She's
so
really not.
Oh my gosh.
She's really not. But they do have an upcoming tournament, and that's actually before the December 6th event. This is Saturday, November 22nd. And all of this goes to benefit the children also. It's the Treasure Coast Junior Golf Tour. And this is a really great group. I know that my son, even at the tender age of 8, is gearing up to be a part of this. And they get to play in private clubs throughout the state. It's very competitive. And so this this amazing scramble is going to benefit that organization, which is a nonprofit. So kids that their families might not be able to afford golf, it is a pricey sport, to say the least.
Yes, yes.
You know, they can have this wonderful opportunity. And the putting contest that they are doing, the winner can win $10,000.
Get out.
Oh, my
What's
gosh.
Up? Get
Are
your
you
putt
serious?
On. I'm not, I am serious. I'm not kidding. It's $65 per person. It includes the range balls, golf, lunch, and prizes.
What's the age range?
You can be any age to play the game, that's for sure. And then, of course, we're looking for some sponsors for signs and so forth at the holes, the first and through the 18th hole. So it is a full 18. But the putting contest starts at 7:30.
I need to do that.
10 G's.
I could win it with solely with beginner's luck.
Of course.
Having
I like
never
that spirit.
Held a golf club in my hand.
Well, Charlie can teach you.
That'd be awesome.
Right?
I love it when 8-year-olds teach me how to do things.
As you should.
Because they're smarter than me.
They have patience.
They actually are.
They really do. They have patience. But what are some of your prizes, Sue? Do you know of any? Now, we know the live auction is a 6-carat ring. What's up?
Yes, exactly. But you know what? We also have raffle tickets. And the raffle ticket features an 18-carat white gold ring with a citron and surrounded by diamonds that are 0.75 carats worth of diamonds.
Ooh.
And if anyone's interested in that, I'm going to give the phone number once again, both for tickets and for getting raffle tickets. And that number is
299-6011
extension 313. So you can call for ticket information. You can call for raffle information, raffle tickets. And it's going to be fun.
It sounds like tons of fun.
Oh, this party is, I have to say, because Debbie and I go to events throughout the season in
Certainly.
Vero Beach. And without being prejudiced, this is the best one. There's
wow.
no doubt.
But
no
of course.
Doubt.
What
it's
are
fabulous.
You wearing? Do you already know your dress?
Oh, I got my dress before the invitation, before the save the date card went out, before anything went out.
So
I'm
what
all
is
set.
It?
I'm all set.
What
I'm
color?
Not telling.
What color? Just tell me color.
Well, I'll tell you. It's a part of the dress is this fuchsia pink.
Ooh.
And I found a mask to match.
Nice. Because the masks aren't encouraged, they're required.
Exactly. Oh. And by the way, if anybody's out there saying, where do I get a mask? Google it. Masquerade mask.
Oh.
Hundreds of sites
oh, yeah.
come up.
You can get them anywhere.
If you don't
Absolutely.
Mind me saying, a friend of Anna's and I party treasures in Sebastian.
Yeah,
I just
right on US1.
I just bought two masks yesterday from them, and they have beautiful
oh,
assortment.
Excellent. Good. Thank
we
you.
We love keeping yeah. it local. That makes us happy.
Yes, indeed.
It does. So let's see. What else is going on this weekend? 14th, 15th, 16th, right? Is that what we're on?
Wow. Yeah.
Time flies.
I know. Can you believe
we're
it?
We're halfway through November.
How did that happen?
Well, I know that it's just slightly up the street, but the circus is coming to town at the Met Stadium there in St. Lucie.
Wow.
So if anyone has kids and they want to do that. And of course, the corn maze is still going on through December.
Yeah, I did that on Saturday with Bruce and Alec. And
tons of fun.
You know, I grew up in Ohio, and so I graduated on corn mazes. You know, you start when you're a little kid with just hay bales, and then you graduate into the cornfield. But it was a really world-class corn maze. I mean, it was great. And they had two guys up in the on chairs up in the air in case you kind of got lost or anything. You can look up and
oh yeah, and they'll save you next Thursday.
And they'll tell
they
you,
hey,
just stick to your right or whatever. But it was super cool. And you know what I liked was the cornundrums, which you had
they
told
awesome.
Me about. Hilarious.
They're
little
so cheesy and cool.
Plays on words,
I mean, corny.
Using visual
Get it.
Aids,
corny.
And they give you a little card, and you have to circle the card to figure out, you know, you figure out what the symbols mean and find it on the card. And then you turn your card in, and then you can win some super fantastic prize. I'm not sure what it is.
1,000%. You know, and in the Vero Beach magazine, which of course.
Fun.
On page 174 in the November issue, they do a nice feature on Countryside Citrus and the families that help run it and make it possible each year.
Right.
And they are the ones that put on this amazing corn
maze. What a nice farm. They had some great barbecue going. They had
they
had, instead of a sand pit for the kids to play in, they had taken these hay bales and lined it with plastic and filled it up with dried shelled corn.
And oh, so, that's great.
Yeah, the kids were rolling around in it going, it was feels like a massage. It was so cool.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Because really, that was neat fully idea. Grown and I was inside of it. I'm not above
wow,
it.
Wow, that's cool.
Well, listen, visit theveroinsider.com. Check out all of our sponsors, of course. Make sure you support their businesses. It's coming into holiday time, so shop local and save the date for December 6th at our Masquerade Ball.
Hope to see everyone there.
Cheers. Oh, yeah.
It's party time.
Ow, ow.